We're so jacked up on our own egos and so misguided by mainstream, you know, marketing. We don't know what the fuck is real.
Welcome to We Are Douchebags, the show where we are douchebags. I'm your host, CJ Scullion. My gender pronouns are they, them, and I identify as race, gender, and hatred fluid.
Yo, I'm Andre. My pronouns are that nigga, and I identify as a cool blue Gatorade.
You and your drinks, bro. Anyways, as the listeners may have noticed, we have been on been slacking lately. We haven't uploaded. And you could blame that all on one person.
Yep.
And based on the intro, you might be able to tell who it is. It's the one guy who's not here, who's supposed to be here. It's fucking Pave.
Bitch ass nigga.
Like, it's always him, isn't it? Always pod dodging, always on vacation, always doing some shit to where he can't record.
And he tries to project it onto me.
I know, he's always like, oh, Andre's always dodging so he can go get grandma pussy. But here, we haven't recorded in like 3 weeks because of him.
Shaking my head.
Like, how does he expect us to blow up if he doesn't even show up?
At least show up. Put in the effort.
Put in the effort. Fuck. Okay, so I guess it was supposed to be a good week, too. I was actually really excited to record because there's been some news that's been happening lately that actually made me really fucking happy. But then he decided not to show up, and I was going to base the whole spreadsheet around it. Why don't you tell me what you hate?
I hate technology.
Why do you hate technology?
Because I feel like I've become too dependent on it.
Why is that?
I don't know. I take a second, think about it. Technology is in almost like every aspect of my life.
Yeah, for sure. I think mine too. Like, I don't know. Do you have the tracking hours to like see how long you're on your phone per day?
Yeah.
What's it at?
Like 8 hours a day, average.
mine's at 5.5.
It used to be at like 6 hours, 6.5 hour, but work's low key been boring as fuck.
These past so like you've just months. Been chilling on your phone?
Yeah.
I spend way too much time on Instagram. Instagram's my highest one. I guess today I've been on there for 3.5 hours. Just looking at brain rot.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Everything else after that is like not too long, like YouTube 40 minutes, Chrome 12 minutes. It's literally just Instagram. I should delete it.
Yeah. That's how I feel about Twitter.
But you spend most of your time on Twitter?
Pretty much. I used to, at least.
I still don't get Twitter. To me, it's not even like my favorite. It's nowhere near my favorite social media. I don't know. You could tell it's Instagram, but maybe it's just because I'm a visual person.
Yeah.
I like to see people tear each other apart. You said what?
I like to see people tear each other apart online.
All I see is racism. I don't know why.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
But the thing I hate this week is... I hate... Pave, you could tell, for not showing up. I hate him because, you know, he's always... my God, he's just annoying. Fucking annoying. Fuck. The thing I was supposed to be happy about, I was so happy, like, yesterday when I thought we were going to be getting into it, is that Drake has finally been torn down from his ivory tower.
Yeah.
You've been keeping up with all that or no?
A little bit. I know that.
Certified lover boy, certified pedophile. What?
Yeah, I feel like it wasn't even close.
No, fuck you. Of course, dude. Finally. Remember when his meat got leaked and I was like, he can't keep winning?
Yeah.
Like, it's like God heard me and he sent Kendrick to smite him.
He was sent to restore the balance.
Exactly. Like, this shit, I was so happy. Like, I was kicking my feet listening to the diss tracks. I was so happy. And I was going to make a spreadsheet about, like, what was it going to be? Like, most important battles in history or some shit. And that was going to be number one. But we can't do that now. And it's not like Pave would even fucking understand what's going on because he listens to Glorilla.
Yeah. What's going on? What do you guys talk?
You said what?
What's going on? What are you guys talking about? That's Pave. Oh.
Who's Kendrick Lamar? Drake? I've never heard of him.
Who's that?
He doesn't fella? Make furry music.
Yeah. Was he in Five Nights at Freddy's? Love that game.
I only listened to the Undertale OST.
All bangers.
So, yeah, that shit had me actually so fucking happy because I was listening to the fucking diss tracks as soon as they dropped. Like, I would see them, like, in my recommended on YouTube, like, 20 minutes after they drop. So, Kendrick was just fucking dropping, like, firing, like, a machine gun. Bah, 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 bah. And I was like, oh my god.
That shit was crazy.
I know, like. And right now, I'm just waiting because there's rumors that both of them might be dropping again. I think Drake is the one that most people are like, he's probably going to drop.
Yeah,
but he needs to. So far, nothing.
Wouldn't be surprised if it's there's over.
There's no way that Drake can, like, do anything to redeem himself at this point. I think What was the newest one that Kendrick had, Not Like Us? The one that's actually a banger?
Yeah.
With that, I think it pretty much ended him.
Oh, God. Like, you're being called a pedophile, and the song is so catchy and goes hard. Like, how do you...
Exactly. You can't recover back from that.
Oh, God. You just see
and then for you. Everyone's roasting him for for his response to that track where, like, in the comments, it's like, the entire diss track was just, nuh-uh. I'm way too famous to be a pedophile.
Yeah, that shit made no sense.
Yeah. But speaking of famous pedophiles, today, for our spreadsheet, I don't even want to go over what we talked about last week because I don't remember. Wasn't the last one we talked about with, like, oh, we had to make a spreadsheet, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Wasn't that what we did? Oh, that's the other thing that fucking pissed me off. He lost the audio for that.
Well, he did.
Which is why we haven't uploaded it. Yeah. I think he only like 20 minutes of audio was good from that episode and the rest got lost to history. And I told him to send me the whatever we had and like we'd work with that. Like I just upload it. And he never sent it.
Damn. Maybe because he was out of town. What if he can't now?
I don't know. He said that he was able to edit it. Or he told me when he was in town.
Oh.
Like he was working on it. So I don't know.
So it's just lost in the ether, I guess.
Yeah. And then I asked him if he'd be able to edit this because he's coming back to town for like a week. And he said he'd be able to edit it. So he has no excuses. But famous pedophiles, we're talking about Reasons I Hate Pave. So from bottom to top. Oops. I always forget that.
Yes.
From bottom to top. He voted for Biden. He's a furry. He's a pod dodger. He's a crybaby. He's a no job having leech. He's caged up. He constantly has pavoments and sends pavimes. He's a faggot. He's gay. And the number one reason I hate him is that he's a redhead. And then for the attributes for this week, we have speech, intellect, reading, math, anger, resentment, forgiveness, wrestling, drunkenness, glorilla, tism, first law of motion, Downs aggression, hatred, and greed. So do we have any questions about, well, not we, do you have any questions about any of the reasons that I hate him, Andre?
No, it's all pretty standard and valid.
Oh, okay. Okay, good, good. What about for the attributes up at the top?
What does it mean by first law of motion?
I had a feeling that you'd ask that. So, the first law of motion is that an object at rest remains at rest, and an object in motion remains in motion at a constant speed and in straight line unless acted on by an unbalanced force.
Yeah, I know that. So, basically... But like, what does that mean?
These are how likely Pave is to stay, like, those things, unless someone else acts on it and, like, tries to change him.
Yeah. So...
That makes sense?
Yeah. So... Voted Biden and Furry being so low makes sense.
Yeah. Because those are things that he might be able to change on his own without, like, someone else having to step in.
Understandable.
Yeah, you know what Down's aggression is?
Yeah. It's like retard rage, right? Essentially.
Yeah. That's how likely a person with Down syndrome is to attack him for these things.
Oh. Okay, that's not at all what I thought about. Alright. Yeah, that's all good. I understand.
Yeah, the people can't see the spreadsheet, but pretty much everything is at 20, except for forgiveness and the first law of motion. There's a couple that aren't 20, but I think it's pretty accurate.
Yeah, I'm trying to see what I could tweak here. I feel like you can raise the forgiveness for Caged Up by just a couple numbers.
Do we know what Caged Up means? Does the audience know the lore behind that? His aunt specifically?
Have we not talked about it on the show?
So, Pave's aunt. If Pave doesn't edit this out, Caged Up means... I'm sorry, Pave's aunt. He wears a chastity cage. And he's been caged up for the last few years of his life.
Yeah.
So how could you forgive a man for being caged up? There's no greater sign of weakness.
Out of pity, I guess.
Out of pity?
Yeah, like...
I mean...
You pity him so bad, you're like... You know what? It's just in your nature. It's just you. I forgive you.
You're right. What could we put it at? What could we put it at?
Like a 7 or 6?
We'll do a 7. I'm feeling generous today since Drake got bodied by Kendrick.
Yeah. I feel like crybaby forgiveness should go down even more.
No, you're right, because he's constantly being you don't pay me, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, how am I going to pay you when you don't show up?
Exactly.
Hmm? What are we thinking?
Like, negative 15?
Negative 15 is
perfect. Honestly, negative 20. Fuck it.
Negative, yeah, that's, fuck him.
Fuck it.
Losing audios, not showing up. Going on a vacation without informing your superiors, and you want me to pay you? No.
Not happening.
And then that's why the reason forgiveness for Pod Dodger is so low too, because he's constantly a Pod Dodger. He's missed probably like 20% of all episodes that we've recorded for this show.
That's a lot of.
Or we've had to reschedule because of him. I'd say. He has the most open schedule out of us, and we've had to redo everything because of him the most. How does that make sense?
I don't know. We're just in the Twilight Zone or something.
And he talks shit about you for not fucking talking. He can't talk when he's not here.
True. Talking more than him this episode, that's for sure.
Wonder why. Okay, Fuck, fucking moron, bro. So we're 15 minutes in. Usually by the time we have like 5 minutes left, we would go into the mystery category. Are we ready to go into the mystery category?
Yeah, let's see it. I wonder what it is.
So the number one reason that I hate Pave is because he's, or the mystery category for why I hate him is because he's a pedophile.
Drake Jr.
He what?
Drake Jr.
Drake Jr. Exactly. That's why I did the transition of speaking of pedophiles. Because he's Drake Jr.
We should make a diss track on him.
We should make a diss track. Do you want to write something right now? Hold on. Let me look up Not Like Us lyrics.
Do some remixing.
Yeah, hold up. Hang on, I have to find some shit that would be like easy.
Let's do the Meet the Grams. I like that instrumental better.
Meet the Grams? Okay, Meet the Grams lyrics.
And then I'm just talking to his family.
Yeah, so Dear Adonis. So that is Dear Adonis. That's four syllables. So Dear Pave's Auntie. That's four syllables. So are you ready to write this down?
Yeah, let me open Notepad.
Hold up, yeah. Let me open some shit up. Okay, so Dear Pave's Auntie. I'm sorry that that man is your father. Let me be honest. How many syllables is that? I'm sorry that that man is your father. So that's 10 already. Let me be honest. So that's 15. I'm sorry that that man is your nephew. Let me be honest. So that's 15. It takes a man to be a man. Your dad is not responsive. It takes a man to be a man, and Pave is not responsive. We're just going to reflect the shit in the most generic way possible.
This is boring.
I look at him. I look at him and wish your grandpa would have wore a condom. So, since it's Pave's aunt, that would make his grandpa her dad, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I look at him and wish your father would have wore a condom.
It could be like sister or brother. Is it on his mom's side, the aunt?
I think so.
Or his dad's sister or something? Dad should have worn a condom?
Okay, I look at him and wish his daddy would have wore a condom. That way it's like clear of any familial like ties. It's just straight up his daddy.
Okay. Daddy wore a condom.
I'm sorry that you gotta grow up and then stand behind him. So for this, I'm sorry that you watched him grow up. Hold up. I'm sorry that you gotta grow up. I'm sorry that you watched him grow up. Yeah, okay, I'm sorry you watched him grow up and then stood behind him.
And stood behind him.
This could stay the same. Life is hard, I know. The challenge is always going to beat us home. Sometimes our parents make mistakes that affect us until we grown. Sometimes our nephews make mistakes that affect us until we grown. Hey, you're a good aunt that give good leadership.
I give good leadership.
I And then this bar right here. Let me be your mentor since your daddy don't teach you shit. Let me be your nephew since you're... Let me be your nephew since... Pave clearly isn't shit. I don't know.
Oh, I need to pull this up.
I think I like the let me be your nephew since instead of your daddy, let me be your nephew and since your furry won't ever be shit.
This is some heat right here. We gotta go show for Kendrick.
You think so?
Yeah.
Okay, you want to go ahead and wrap it out? Like what we have so far?
Oh, yeah. I gotta fix this line. What did we all put right, for right. The life is hard part?
I think we just kept it the exact same, didn't we?
Okay.
All right, go ahead and wrap it in, then we could wrap things up, if you know what I'm saying.
All right. Dear Paige's auntie, I'm sorry that that man is your nephew. Let me be honest. It takes a man to be a man, and Pave is not responsive. I look at him, wish his daddy wore a condom. I'm sorry that you watched him grow up and stood behind him. Life is hard, but life is always going to beat us home. Sometimes our nephews make mistakes that affect us. Hey, you're a good aunt that gives good leadership. Let me be your nephew, since your nephew isn't on shit.
Bars.
Thank you.
That's fucking bars. Okay, so now
really
that we finished with
I
that,
I remembered the flow of that song.
It was pretty simple. I don't remember, but I think we did it good enough. And oh, what do you know? The number one reason we hate Pave is because he's a redhead. Ah. Thank you guys for listening to this less than stellar episode of We Are Douchebags. If you want us to do more freestyle raps, let us know.
Hit me up. 1,000 of herbs.
Alright. 1,000?
Yep.
Okay, that's reasonable.
Peace.
Alright. Thank you guys for listening. Check out our shit. Goodbye.
Later.